Salaamu alaikum to all of you dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. The second statement in the sixth hikmah of the extraordinary book of Nahjul Balagha is As-sadaqatu dawa'un munjih. Charity is an effective cure. Charity is to help, serve, or giving money for Allah's satisfaction without expecting anything in return. And it has many impacts on our life. One of the most important of which Imam alayhi salam has mentioned here, that is curing illness. There is also a narration from Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, where he says, "Da'u marḍākum bis-sadaqah." Cure your illnesses by giving charity. And another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrated in the book Al-Kafi, telling a story. One day a Jewish man was passing by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and instead of salam, he said, "Salam alaikum," which is an insult meaning death to you. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, replied, "Wa alaikum," meaning the same to you. The companions of the Prophet said to him that this Jewish man had insulted him. The Prophet explained to them that he had replied, "Wa alaikum," and he said that they will no longer see that Jewish man and he will die soon because of the prayer that the Prophet, peace be upon him, made for him. However, after a while, the Jewish man passed by again and the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, couldn't help but wonder how he had survived. The Prophet told them to wait and to listen. So the Prophet called the Jewish man and asked him what he had done in the meantime. It turned out that while he was eating his lunch, he shared a portion of it with a needy person. So the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, opened the Jew's pack and showed the others the serpent that was in there and said to everyone, "This serpent had the mission to bite this man and kill him, but it has bitten this piece of wood instead. So go and tell everyone else what charity will do for you." There are some conditions for giving charity that are mentioned in different narrations. One of which is that it must be wise. Meaning sometimes giving charity makes the receiver lazy. Sometimes it encourages people to live in poverty. Or sometimes it demotivates people with regard to making improvements in their own lives. And these are all caused by giving unwise charity. Another condition is that it has to be given directly, meaning giving charity by our own hands to the needy without any intermediaries is much more effective. It says in a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, "As-sadaqatu bil-yad taqi mitat as-sa' wa daf'u 70 naw'an min anwa' al-bala." The alms that a person pays with his own hands protects the giver from unfortunate death and drives away 70 kinds of suffering. This might be because when someone gives charity directly to a needy person, he will see the circumstances of their life and socialize with them a little, and he might be better motivated to help them even more. Other effects of giving charity that have been mentioned in narrations are increase of blessing, where it says, "Istanzilu rizqa bis-sadaqa," draw down blessing from the heavens with charity. Or the protection of iman, where it says, "Susu imanakum bis-sadaqa," preserve your faith with charity. Also, giving charity will bring tranquility. Indeed, someone who is not thinking of others' struggles and problems will not experience tranquility. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a part of the letter 45, which we have covered in the previous session, says, "Shall I lie with a satiated belly while around me there may be hungry bellies and thirsty livers? Or shall I be as the poet has said, 'وَحَسْبُكَ دَاءً أَن تَبِيتَ بِبِتْنَةٍ وَحَوْلَكَ أَكْبَادٌ تَحِنُّ إِلَى الْقِدْ'؟ It is enough for you to have a disease that you lie with your belly full while around you people may be badly yearning for dried skin. So my brothers and sisters, as Imam Ali alayhi salam's followers, we must always be after solving people's problems or helping them solve their problems and struggles without expecting anything in return and only for Allah's satisfaction. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.